It's a case almost everyone expects will end up in the U.S. Supreme Court, but Harvard University has won the first battle. A federal judge in Boston has ruled Harvard does not discriminate against Asian Americans in its admissions policies, and Harvard's president says it helps the school reaffirm the importance of diversity. WBUR's Fred Tice has reaction from Harvard students.
A group called Students for Fair Admissions sued Harvard. The group's chief backer, Edward Blum, has been trying to get the Supreme Court to declare that colleges and universities may not engage in affirmative action to get more students from underrepresented groups on campus. In this case, Students for Fair Admissions argued that in order to admit more African Americans and Latinos, Harvard was discriminating against Asian Americans. Effie Bonemi, a Harvard business student, says she's glad that the case raised the question of whether Asian Americans are discriminated against.
So I think it's definitely had, good repercussions in terms of what that school's starting to think and making sure that they're not discriminating against people. So even just for that, I'm very glad that at least the case was discussed.
During the trial, Students for Fair Admissions argued that an Asian American applicant with a 25% chance of being admitted to Harvard would see her chances jump to 75% if she were Latina and 94% if she were African American. A study based on evidence presented during the lawsuit revealed that 43% of white students admitted to Harvard are athletes or related to donors, alumni, faculty, or staff. And that's the context sophomore Ishani Singh says she thinks about when talking about whether Asian Americans or any other non-white group are discriminated against.
The white students being of kind of a different experiences than people of color, I think it's just an interesting environment here on campus. I didn't think it would affect my time here as much, but I think that it has been a topic of conversation a lot here in the undergraduate population for sure.
There seems to be a general sentiment on campus that ultimately the Supreme Court will decide this case. That's what freshman Alex Kim says.
I don't think this is the end of the story. The Harvard cases will help inform admissions policies across the nation. So it's definitely exciting to be at the center of that and look forward to seeing the Supreme Court ruling.
Already, the conservative legal strategist behind the lawsuit, Edward Blum, has said he would appeal to the Supreme Court if necessary. The last time he had a case against affirmative action against the University of Texas, he lost. That was 3 years ago. Since then, President Trump has appointed two new Supreme Court justices. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.